Lakes too liberally. Could I invite Tony Pickett to the table, please, Tony, if he is here? No, if he's not here, he may be coming in. Oh, Tony. Morena. Come to the table. Thank you. And for councillors, this is 1533 on page 172. A little bell goes, Tony, if you're unaware, at 5 minutes and then again at nine. And then we have an opportunity for questions at the end.
He mihi ki te tō tātou whare e tuake nei. He mihi ki te whenua i takoto nā. He mihi ki ngā tūpuna, ki ngā mate, haere, ki te rā taha tararai. Te hunga mate ki te hunga mate e tau tata hunga ora nei, ti hei wā Māori ora. Tuatai he mihi ki a koutou te kaunihera. Ko koutou ngā tangata e kawea tēnei kaupapa. Tēnei kaupapa rangatira, nare he mihi kawana ki a koutou. Ki ngā kui mā koromā, ngā hunga whakarongo i roto i tēnei whare, tēnei tamihi, tēnā koutou, e ki i tēnā tātou. Rōrō te wā, i pōhiri tia tāna wā, ki a koutou katoa, ngā manuhiri, ngā tauiwi, i tai mai ki a mā te rohe. Mō ngā tau tahi rau, ngā koutou no iho, ngā tauiwi hi arahi, tō tātou taone, i roto i tō koutou reo, tō koutou tikanga, me tō koutou āhua o te mana. Tito ki a papatua nuku ranginui, tito ki e tātou awa, tātou roto, tātou moana, tātou whenua, tātou ngahire, kā aroha ki tō tu āhua tanga e pehi ana, i a tātou i tēne wā. I riro, ngā whenua Māori ki a koutou, kāre te tāia we tahi o ngā Māori ki te utu ar tō rātou riti. Me iawa wāhi hā tō koutou mahi, i tangotawa whenua, ko hokona atu, mo te aha, mo te moni. Me ko taua tu āhuatanga, ko wehewehe tātou tarawa, mo tō tātou whenua. Nā reira mō ngā tau tahi rau nā koutou ngā Pākehā, me ngā tau iwi i arahi i a tātou. Nā reira ki roto i āhau, ko tai te wā ki te tini taua tu āhuatanga. Ko tai te wā, i nei e nei te wā. Nā reira, kei te tino whakai āhau, ki tēnei timatanga, ko ōrero e pāna ki, te noho tahi o te alawa me te kaunihera. O Rotorua, kia whai kiko, ki te kōkiri tō tātou rohe, ki roti tētahi māramatanga hau, kei Wanganui a tātou. Kāre tēnei te otinga, o mātou tinihanga e kao. He timatanga noa iho tēnei. Ko tēnei āhuatanga hau, hai tūranga, kia tupuai ngā wawa tā uapopo mō ngā reanga ki te haramai. Hāna ngā reanga i te haramai ki tōku nei taha, ngā pakupaku o te kohanga reo re poroa e neina. Ko rātou ngā rangatira uapopo, ko ne te take e haria mai rātou, ki a koutou, ki a kitea ākanohi, te mea rangatira o tō koutou kōrero, o koutou whakaaro, e ki a mātou, e ki ki a tātou. Nā reira tēne te mihi. Ā, ko te tuarua, e pāne ki tō tātou reo. I te tau 1987 i whakamana te whare a miere tō tātou reo Māori he reo o tō tātou whenua. Te reo tūturu. Engari kāre tonu tō tātou kaunihera nei i whakamana tō tātou reo Māori ki roto i tōna ake whare. Me ki ngā whakahaere i waho te tiriti ngā taone katoa Rotorua e ki ana te rohe o Rotorua. Koina te lauraru. Whātakau pehirite o ngā reti i whiwhi koutou mai ngā whenua Māori. Engari kāre koutou i te mau tētahi tikanga kia whakamana tō tātou reo kei roto i tēnei whare me te rohe whānui. Kia aunei me tukuna ia hunga o te kaunihera ki tāko te reo o te arawa me ona tikanga. Mehe me ka mahi pērā hai. Pia, kāre tātou i mau tēnei matakutanga e pāne ki ngā mea o te arawa. Mea whakamana te reo i rotu i te rohe katoa o Rotorua. Tira atu ki tawa mea. Tawa mea kei turanga nui a kiwa. Kei a Meng Foon. Pai kare. Taua nai i ki te reo Māori. Me taua nei te reo o Ngāti Porau. He haina mana, engari. He tauira pai ki a koutou, ki a tātou. Ehia ngā reanga e noho ana koutou ngā tauiwi. O rotorua i roto i tēnei whenua. Engari kare tonu koutou i tamau te reo. Kare koutou mau te paku reo o te aloa. Engari te haina mana, hoi kare, i harama i e ki tono kotahi. Kamau, kamau i te reo. Nā reira auwe he irungi tērā nā te whakamai patua. Nā reira he tauira, he tauira pai tērā ki a tātou. Nā reira hiaha te painga, i tō ai tiro atu au ki tēnei whare, i tiro ngā tukutuku, ngā whakairo. Hiaha te painga o rātou. Me kāre tātou i whakahuahua tō tātou reo. Hiaha te painga, he uri ahau o Ngāti Pūkaki. I mohi o te roanga o te wā, e noho pūkaki i roti tēnei tu āhua whare. Me tō pirangi o mātou i taua wā. Ā, kua harumai tāna wairua ki te whaka oho oho tō tātou kaunihira, ane kare tonu tai. Nā reira, ko tai te wā, kia whakamana te reo o te arawa i roto i tō tātou whare. Nā ia tangata o te kaunihira, ia hunga, me haere ki te whare wānanga, me ako te reo, me ako ona tikanga. He tauira pai, mā tātou. Anei, ko taku kororo mutunga e pāne ki ngā wehewehe ngā tanga i wainganu e tātou. Ka haroa kāre te wahine konei hi ana ki te tuku e nei ko, anei, tēnā koe te whaia. Kāre au i whakaai ki te mahi, o e taiho ngā hunga i rungi tēnei kaunihira, ngā hunga e tukana atu tō rātou ake whakaaro, ki te whakahea tēnei kaupapa i rotu i ngā nūpepa, o te rohe. Ko aku reti i utua o koutou pūtia, mai ngā whenua Māori. Kare te paeno o koutou kia tukana tō ake whakaaro, kia pēra ai, i mua te tainga mai o tēnei taumata. Ko tēnei te taumata ki te tuku te kōrero. Kare e wahora, kare ki ngā nūpepa, kare ki wētahi atu. Ko etahi o koutou, kei roto i tēnei Rotorua Pro Democracy Society Inc., i whakatō te kākano tūkino kia wainganui ngā tauiwi o te roi. He mahi tūkino ki te whakawehewehe tātou i a tātou. Engari pēa we tahi o te hunga tautoko kei roto i te Daily Post. Kauai ka mōhio. Ko taku mea nui ki te whakamāra mātu ki a koutou me kaua mahi pērā. Engari ka pōhiri tonu te aroa. Ka pōhiri tonu. Te aroha o tātou ki a koutou, e ki ki a tātou, i tupu mai te whenua, ki te rangi, mai te rangi, ki te whenua. Nā reira, ngā mihi ki a koutou. Ngā mihi mo tō haramai nei ki te whakarongo, ki tēnei hunga i tukuna tōnā ke whakaro. Ki a koe te mea e Stevie, ngā mihi ki a koe, ki ta arehi tēnei tuāhuatanga, ki ta haramai ngā kanahimaha o tēnei rohe, ki ta tukuna rātai kōrero, me ki a koutou ngā rangatira, me kaua koutou i te ware ware. Me āta whai whakaaro, me hānga ki te huarahi tika, me te pono, mo tātou katoa, e ki ana mā ngā mokopuna i te haramai. Nā re rungi tēnā koutou, kia ora tātou katoa.
Ui o te kimatanga, tuarua ko te ātu atare he tangata ki ngā kore vai ahumai a tāroa mai hau. Nui mai haue ki loa haua e ki pamama ki te mutunga ka hoki anō ki te hononga werua i a kupenga waka e ono te Vai make tuki tonga riro maunga te arawa te waka make tu te ihu Rotorua te takere taupo te kai o te waka e Ko ue nukun ko opa ko piki o tuharange Ngāti tahu, ngāti whawa, ko tahi tātau e
Narungi tēnā tēnei tumi, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, kia ora tātou.
Thank you, Tony, and I can assure you I'll never be a Meng Foon, but we are trying to change with real classes here at council, so you have to start somewhere. But councillors may have a question of your submission. Does anyone have a question? No, but I want to thank you for bringing the children too. This is everybody's house. Now we ask David Field. David, submission number 1543176 page. Good morning, David.
Kia ora tātou, atamari e koutou. Following the last local body elections, I wrote to the mayor to raise some issues I wanted to see addressed. And these were the continued and foolish use of the name Rotovagus, the management of the Tokorangi area of Waka Forest, and the future of the Te Arawa Standing Committee. I copied the letter to some councillors, including those with Te Arawa Whakapapa and some members of the Standing Committee. I subsequently met the Mayor, her Deputy, and the Māori Ora Kingi, who all appreciated the points I had made. I encouraged an improved relationship with Te Arawa, but did not envisage the recent raru raru. On other occasions, I had written to what I thought was the Te Arawa leadership along similar lines, but I never received any response. I know that some Te Arawa hapū have been very positive and successful in this city and district, but the iwi at large doesn't seem to be so well coordinated and led. In my last 10 years of my professional career, I was lucky enough to be mentored by some respected Te Arawa kaumātua, Hamuera Mitchell, Manu Bennett, Kuru Waka, Matthew Tamiana, Emily and Bob Schuster. I learned a lot, and I've retained my respect and appreciation for the history and contribution of Te Arawa. I'm sorry that your partnership proposal has become a bit messy, but I'm not surprised. I think that the direction of central government and local government authorities has been wishy-washy and confusing. I reviewed the summary provided by your council of local government mechanisms for Māori participation in decision-making processes. I counted 20 different relationship mechanisms cited for the many district and regional councils mentioned. The most common were formal relationships, and there were 8 of those, and standing committees, and there were 8 of them. In my opinion, successive central governments have not been able to decide if the Treaty of Waitangi matters or not, and have left a vacuum of how Māori should engage with local authorities. And this is exemplified by the 20 or so different mechanisms which councils have used. I believe that central government should legally decree the status of the treaty, which could then lead to clear direction on Māori representation in central and local government. Although we've moved forward with many issues arising from the treaty, I doubt that central government has the courage to grasp that larger nettle of honouring the treaty. So confusion will continue at local government level about partnership with Māori. In the circumstances, I think that the Rotorua Council should be more circumspect about appointing non-elected Māori to council committees, and especially conferring voting rights. I like the idea of councils developing effective working relationships with different sectors of the community, but it needs to be done fairly and sensibly. A counter-proposal to your Māori partnership model to embrace other sectors of the community, e.g. a community advisory board, as well as a Māori advisory board, is more inclusive of the community and would have widespread acceptance, I think. Further, I believe that this council and its new staff administrators are much more likely to make those advisory boards work positively and feel valued than your predecessors did with the Te Arawa Standing Committee. While we might have to wait some time for central government to show real courage and direction on the Treaty of Waitangi, I would encourage Te Arawa Iwi to sort out its tribal direction and management, develop a model like conventional ratepayers associations, put up and support good Māori candidates for the standard local body elections. Your council has some very good Māori members now, and there are many more in the Te Arawa community who could be excellent candidates. Mā pango, mā whiro, ka ohi te mahi, ka mutu, ka huri.
Thank you, David. And we do have time to ask questions. Councillor Weber, then Councillor Rokoa Tate.
Oh, good morning. You've obviously put a lot of thought into your submission, so we appreciate that. I just wondered, I think it's difficult for the general public to come and put forward ideas when they don't always understand what we already do. I just wondered, are you aware at the moment with some of our portfolio groups, we actually have voluntary steering group members that advise and help us, and they're made up of Māori and Pākehā, that are volunteers and selected on their own merit, so there is already that input. Are you aware of that at all?
I'm probably not absolutely aware, but I know what you're saying, and yeah. I'm not surprised that you have those groups.
So do you support that sort of way forward of working with the community, or would you mentioned that you'd like another advisory group. I'm thinking are you talking more about mainly Pākehā or other ethnicities in that group?
I don't particularly sort of care who they are, but I feel that there are many more organisations and community groups in this community who now should be addressed in the same way or in a similar way, and not necessarily but virtually equal with tangata whenua.
Right.
So that's what I'm advocating. I quite like the idea of having an equivalent group representing other than the Te Arawa, and with the same sort of power and authority advising the council.
Councillor Rokoa Tate.
Thank you, Your Worship. Good morning, Dave. Dave, you are aware that this is Te Arawa's proposal?
Right.
You are aware of that, aren't you?
Aye.
So are you saying that Te Arawa are not mature enough to put a proposal that suits them?
No, I never said that. My particular difficulty is with granting Te Arawa sort of special considerations in terms of sort of voting rights and the rest of the sectors who contribute to council not having the same opportunities?
Well, you know that this came out of the review of how the standing committee was working, and you did allude to that in your letter. That's why this proposal has come to council from
we
Te
Arawa. Just questions. Just, yes. It should be just questions.
I'm
were you aware of how this began?
Yes.
About which began?
The Te Arawa proposal.
Well, as a ratepayer, I'm sort of generally aware. I haven't done a lot of specific research and followed through who delivered what sort of proposition to the council, but I'm pretty alert to what's going on with the council, and I'm familiar with Te Arawa and its history, and I support, in principle, the proposition. I just have a little bit of difficulty with conferring sort of voting rights specifically for Te Arawa and not for an equivalent group of Rotorua citizens.
On this side, we had some names. Councillor Maxwell.
Kia ora, Dave. Interested, you mentioned that you've read the material on a lot of the other councils around the country.
Well, it was your summary. I picked up the summary that you produced. I forget how many different councils there were. What surprised me, there were so few South Island ones. But when I looked at that, I came up with 20 individual sectors And I thought, well, that's ridiculous. If the Crown or the central government made that clearer direction, it would have been a lot easier than simply letting the councils around the country try and figure things out in their own right.
That's true.
I would like to see the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi given more serious consideration by central government, and so that local government can understand where the national administration is heading and give respect and authority to the provinces, but yeah. Not let them try and figure things out for themselves.
Well, this is the law. We have to sort it out ourselves. But question. My question is, did you read the one on the Marlborough District Council where they have representation of Māori on four committees with full voting rights?
No, I don't recall seeing that.
Oh, it is in there anyway, yeah. So, thank you.
We had Councillor Stewart next and then Councillor Kent.
You raised an issue that a number of the people behind you were nodding and agreeing with you, in that the concept of that if the two voting rights were given to Te Arawa people, that they come with a united voice. And you made comment that you felt that Te Arawa have to get there in a Pākehā way, their act together, so that they talk with a united voice. And another question is, after your...
The question there...
Well, the question was, were you making comment that Te Arawa should come to the council with a united voice? And do you not? And the question was, do you not see by giving them voting rights that they can come with that united voice?
I believe that Te Arawa should be represented as adjunct to the council if they're not already elected members of council. Equally, I think that should be balanced by the rest of the Rotorua district population by an equivalent committee, with or without voting rights for either of those two sectors.
And Councillor Kent, your question.
Thank you, Your Worship. Mr. Field, thank you for your submission. You're talking about gaining more direction from national government, but surely national government has already done that in the form of the Electoral Act, which states that Māori wards can be created if sufficient input is required from the Māori community. Is that not the correct way to go about things?
I don't think the direction's clear enough at all. Otherwise, you wouldn't have ended up with some 20 different relationships between council and Māori. And that's what I gathered from the summary of the council attitudes around the country. 20 different arrangements, relationship forums, representatives on committees,
thank
key
you,
focus
David.
Groups, etc., etc., yeah. Just endless. And I think central government needs to have some spine and give some clear direction to local authorities who are having difficulty grasping, you know, the very issue that we're talking about.
Time is up, but it's always great when we can get some questions. Thank you for coming. We have submission 1549, Rene Ritete, and for councillors, that's page 176. And I understand you've flown in too for your submission. Thank you for taking that interest.
It's Tumua kia Steve Chadwick. Kia ora, ngā mihi nui, kia koutou katoa. Ko Rene Ritete tēnei. I'm Rene, and greetings to you all and Stevie. Good to see some familiar faces here. Thank you for the opportunity to present today. I was raised in two places, Rotokawa, and then further on down the road at Tenai, aka Tenai Junction. Through my mother, I am Ngāti Rangi Te Aorere, Ngāti Tū Te Niu, Ngāti Uneko Kōpapu, and Ngāti Tūroro O Te Rangi. One of my ancestors, Mātia, was a signatory to the Fenton Agreement, which has brought about this township. I have interests in numerous lands spread throughout the district. I am a trustee of some of them. I am also a trustee for Ngāti Tutunu Hapu Trust, which was recently set up as a result of our hapu settling a treaty of Waitangi claim with the wider collective of Te Pūmau, Tanga o Te Aroa, Iwi and Hapū. In 2007, I moved to Wellington for work, but Rotorua is still my home, and I hope to settle here again one day soon when I gain appropriate employment. Today I speak only from experience. I've read no books, I've read no manuals, but I've had a lot of dealings, and I once was a big pain in the butt for the council through two generations of mayors. That time that Graham Hall, the Honourable Graham Hall reigned, and the Honourable Kevin Winters. I was a big headache to them, but much time has moved on since then. So today I only speak from experience, from the dealings I had with the Rotorua District Council that spanned the years from 2000 to 2006, when I was appointed by one of my hapū, Ngāti Unuku Kōpako, to be a researcher, treaty claimant, and advocate for them on two matters. An old matter which relates to the wrongful taking, in our view, of land from Ngāti Unuku Kōpako families for what is now Rotorua Airport. The second matter was to advocate for that same hapū and Māori landowners at Rotokawa on Plan Change 32, which happened about 6-7 years ago. No, sorry, 9 years ago. And that related to the extension of the runway at the airport so we could take Trans-Tasman flights. But before I get on to that, let me go back to the start, to where it all started, so you can get an understanding of the points I'm going to make later on. Let's go back to the airport land acquisition. You might have heard the story, you might have not, but here we go. In the 1950s, the Borough and County Councils for Rotorua identified that the airport at the Whakarewarewa was insufficient, and it was too small to meet the growing demands of Rotorua. So they went on the hunt for other lands throughout the district. They needed a piece of land that was close to the township and all the attractions here. Rotokawa was identified at the time, and we're talking in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 40s and 50s. At the time, the land at Rotokawa was home to one of Ngāti Uenuka Kōpako's main settlements. That settlement was called Karamuramu. My mother, aunties and uncles, many of who have passed on since then, used to tell me of a place full of fruit trees and vegetable gardens, natural hot springs, some used for the birthing of babies, some used to clean, some used to cook. They tell stories of humble homes, but happy homes, and children playing everywhere all the time, parents fishing, gardening. So it should be of no surprise that when they were approached by the Borough and County Councils at the time for their land, that they were very reluctant to give up a way of life. The council never seriously considered leasing the land from those families who actually did propose that, and instead spoke with that lot in Wellington to execute the Public Works Act. The thing with the Public Works Act is you needed sign off from Wellington to take more than 100 acres of land for the airport. The Māori landowners were never properly compensated. In fact, they were given much less than the value of their land. Many families were displaced, and my whanaunga Rangi Kaheke, Kiripātia, is one of them. Many of the adults became sick and died. They had to move elsewhere. The impact on their lifestyle was huge. A lot of them moved to Fordlands. A lot of them moved to Upper Hutt, moved to Ōwhata. Their children became orphans and wards of the state. Some were taken to other parts of the country, and many of them have never returned to Rotorua, even today. Furthermore, our marae at Rumata was moved to lower ground, and the bones of our dead were desecrated to make way for the flight path. At the time, Rumata Marae stood on a hill, which was much larger. If you've ever been to Rumata and you've been to the cemetery, imagine that as a hill. It was much more higher than what it is today. While the marae stood there, it was deemed an obstruction of the flight path and was ordered to be lowered. Even though the council at the time said it would cover the cost of relocating the marae. The marae never received those funds. Not until 10 years later, and even when they did, it wasn't fixed to inflation. So during that 10 years of waiting, the marae fell into debt, and whānau became exhausted, spending a lot of their own money on fundraising to pay for a relocation they didn't actually want in the first place. A lot of our people hated debts, they hated bills, and they could have quite easily just said to the contracts, no, we're not going to pay you, but for a lot of our families, that was a shameful thing to have a bill, so they fundraised. The story that affects me most, though, when I think about what happened out there at that time, is one of the stories that relates to my auntie, who's still around today, you might know her. Her name's Hariata Kohunui, Nee Clayton. She was our only child at the time of the airport land acquisition, and as such, she wasn't aware that papers had been signed in Wellington, meaning that her playground at Karamuramu had been taken and was now the property of the council and the crown. So one day, like many a days before, she begins to play, to climb the fruit trees and eat from them. Then she feels the barrel end of a shotgun on the side of her head. The gunman is Crown and Council Security, contracted to quarantine or secure the site taken under law in preparation for the earthworks that were yet to come. Another story that still haunts me today is the story of my uncle Rangikahike's father. He was a solo father, had many a children, had lost his wife to a sickness years before. He was against his land being taken. He had a humble whare out there at Karamuramu, and he was the last one from the tribe to make a stand, really. He wouldn't move, he wouldn't accept any compensation, and the only way they could get him out was to bulldoze his house. He actually tied himself to the house, and police had to come and get him. His family were moved to Reeve Road, and every day he would walk from Reeve Road, Baisley Road, to the airport, and just sit there and look at his old homeland. But one day he walked and he got killed by a truck crossing the state highway. And a sad story, and his children ended up becoming orphans and some became state wards. Before we lodged our treaty claim, this is Ngāti Unuku Kōpaku, we wanted to sit down with council to inform them of what we were doing, of our plans, and to try and get some, if not their support, at least some sort of empathy before we headed to Wellington. We struggled to get on the agenda of the Te Arawa Standing Committee meetings to have our voice heard. The answer we got from the chair at the time of that committee was that no, you need to go to Wellington. This council has nothing to do with that. So fast forward to 2006. When the council wanted to put in place plans to restrict the already restricted land around the airport as a result of making the airport trans-Tasman, we were reluctant yet again when the council came to us. Whoa, was that 10 minutes? Okay. I think I'll get straight into the point, representation. So I'm hearing a lot about representation and people saying that Te Arawa already have representatives on the council because they have Te Arawa whakapapa. That's not true. When we were having our arguments with the council those years ago, I was stalking this one and Fire Maureen, and they reminded me that they were here for everyone. You know, just because there are Te Arawa whakapapa people on the council doesn't mean that they have to represent Te Arawa. So just wanted to validate that point. The other one I wanted to get was the Local Government Act. I'm hearing a lot of talk about people thinking that we shouldn't use that provision to justify this model. Well, if you want to change that legislation, go to Wellington. Our iwi reps have to go to Wellington all the time. If Tauroa got paid a dollar for every time our chiefs had to fly down there, change law, add to a law, create a new law, we'd be extremely rich. But I support the Tauroa partnership model. Kia ora.
And thank you for that background too, for us all, for our understanding. We don't have time for questions. Thank you. We now ask Blanche Kiriana. Kiriona? 1699, page 219. Is Blanche here? Yes. Good.
Kia ora koe, e te tonu aki o tēnei kaunihera, mea koutou ngā mema katoa, ko tōku ingoa, ko Blanche Kiriona, no tū, te taho o tōku māma, ko tū haurangi, Ngāti Whakau e te roro o te rangi, i te taho o tōku pāpā, ko Ngāti Rangi Taurere, Ngāti Tūtenu, Ngāti Unuka Kōpā ko Te Roro o Te Rangi, Ngāti Pukaki. I am an eighth generation from Pukaki. I have one of his traits, the very prominent trait that was talked about of Pukaki, these chingy eyes that I have. kia ora. But I think we've come a long way. Kia ora the council for allowing us this opportunity. I'm not going into the reel for my other kōrero. It was just the beginning and the end. Thank you. We've come a long way. I remember when we wanted to present a proposal to council under Graham Hall's watch. 2 days before, prior, it took us months and weeks and months to get this proposal together. A lot of research, a lot of references, a lot of double-checking. We finally got it together. We presented, sent it and submitted it to council. When it came to the time to present, my daughter and I were told we were not allowed to do that. It had to be done via mail. And of course, there was a lot of, as you can imagine, there was a lot of unsavoury words and beep beeps from the Vajayjay camp. And however, it was presented by a male whanaunga of ours who absolutely went kiwiwi, kiwawa on his own waka. So the result of that, he got no thanks. He actually got a big mouthful from myself. But anyway, I'm going to go on with this. I'm sorry, I didn't have any ink in my my printer. So I'm just going to read it off my phone here. Okay. You'll find that I've got a few changes in this as I read along, as opposed to the booklet there. Okay. My whānau have never had a voice or any influence in Rotorua local government. Like thousands of other people, we pay our rates and we vote. But unlike thousands of other families in Rotorua, we've given and sacrificed much. In the past, when local Pākehā leaders have come knocking at our door for land so they can build schools, churches and hospitals, my whānau has given without any hesitation. Even though that giving has benefited others more than it has us, we're all good with that because we respect the decisions of our parents and grandparents and the value they placed on manaakitanga. That's looking after everyone. But if that's not enough for you to take my submission seriously, then think about the resources which would have enabled my whānau to build economically that were forcibly taken from us in the name of progress. the taking of land that once homed our Ngāti Unuku Kōpaku settlement of Karamuramu for Rotorua Airport is one example. The land that you drive on to get to and from Rotorua, Tauranga and Whakatane, that once homed my Ngāti Tutunu people, who as a result are now landless and marailless, is another example. Why is this, you may ask? Because when their whenua was taken for roading at the turn of the last century, the residue that the authorities did not need was sold for what is now lifestyle blocks at Brunswick, Parkcliffe and parts of Aukawa Bay. In their greed and heartlessness, the authorities at the time gave no thought to returning that surplus of land to Ngāti Tutunu. But this is just one of the many stories of land taken from Te Arawa Iwi and Hapū. It was the wish of my late brother Heko Hohepa before he died for us to seek some justice for Ngāti Tutunu. As a result, we lodged a Treaty of Waitangi claim which saw us reach a settlement with the Crown in 2008 and become part of the iwi collective group known as Te Pūmaitanga o Te Arawa. I give praise to my cousin Arama Pirika and the Ngāti Tutunu Hapū Trust to rebuild our hapū with what little they have. Since the late 1990s, I have witnessed firsthand the cries and aspirations of my whānau and hapū fall on deaf ears in council. And this was during the time of the Te Arawa Standing Committee, whose inception was supported by my late mother. If she had of been alive to see the tokenism that plagued that committee, she would have been very disappointed, because that was not the intention when the idea of it was first raised. It was sickening to watch how far my whanaunga and I had to bend over just to get on the task, on the agenda of task meetings. I'm sick of reading council records in which my father and his cousins were called houris and ungrateful because they wanted to lease rather than sell their land for an airport. I'm sick of my daughter and I being labelled agitators because we challenge council. I'm sick of seeing my hapū take the council to court so we can be heard. While I give as much as I take when it comes to warring words, I've been reluctant over the past 10 years to support anyone in my whānau wanting to get involved in council business, solely because I don't want them to be abused or forced into a position that will see them fight their own people. Above all, I long for a day when my whānau and others from Te Arawa will find their true place in their homeland. Many of us want what all other families, Māori and non-Māori, and Rotorua, what they want. Sorry. That is to have decent paying jobs so we can provide for our families, access to essential services, be able to practice our culture and to be safe and healthy. However, the gaps between the haves and the have-nots in Rotorua is still too wide. The pockets of poverty in Rotorua that existed last century are still there today. And it is for this, all these reasons above that I support the Te Arawa partnership model. It's time for a change, time for a more positive way of doing things. What's good for Te Arawa is good for Rotorua. Here are some of my thoughts on specific parts of the model. Te Arawa board representation. Overall, I support what's proposed, although I'd like to see Mātau Waka given a seat on the board as soon as it's set up. Why? Because Mātau Waka is still tangata whenua of Aotearoa and partners of Te Riti o Waitangi. They also make a significant contribution to our local economy as ratepayers and taxpayers, and many of them who reside in our rohe have been doing so for generations. I'm also pleased to see that rangatahi will have a seat on the board. Why? Because they are our future leaders, so it's important that they have a voice. Voting rights. If we're talking about genuine partnership, then Te Arawa should be given voting rights on all council committees. For now, however, I'll support what's proposed, as any form of partnership has to be better than the toothless tanifa that the council previously had in place. The Commissioner, I'm particularly pleased to see that Te Arawa will be able to influence the appointment of a commissioner for RMA hearings. Why? More than 10 years ago, one of my Te Arawa hapu, Ngāti Unuku Kōpaku, struggled to get our voice understood by two commissioners appointed by RDC, who had no thorough understanding of Te Ao Māori or Māori tikanga and values. We believe our cultural their cultural shortcomings worked against us. I'm sure that knowledge of Te Ao Māori will be a fundamental requirement of whoever Te Arawa points to this position. Finally, I ask that when you step onto the tarmac at the Rotorua Airport, that you... Sorry, I get quite emotional when I... That you remember that this was once the playground of Ngāti Unuku mō Kōpaka children. Nō reira, tēnā rā koutou, tēnā rā koutou, tēnā rā tautaku toa. Kia ora.
Thank you, Blanche, and thank you both for coming. It's great to see that you put in a submission and felt you could come and take part in this process. We don't have time for questions on this, but Blanche, I'm going to reserve the right as the chair. Can you tell me when the Te Arawa Standing Committee was first proposed? Did that go out to the community for consultation as a model? Did the community have a say on the Te Arawa Standing Committee?
I'm not quite sure about that.
That's a question we'll have to...
Yeah.
Thank you, and thank you for coming. In an annual plan. Thank you, Glenys. Yep. Thank you for coming. Henny? I haven't seen her come in. So for councillors, sorry, Medhini, I didn't see you. It's submission 1551, page 178.
E rauranga tira mā, tēnā koutou, katoa. Kua huihui mai nei ki te tautoko I te kaupapa o te rānei. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Good morning. My name is Mirihini Hooker. My submission on the Te Arawa proposed partnership was very brief. The proposed model supports and acknowledges Te Arawa's role within the jurisdiction of the Rotorua District Council. I believe it is inclusive and therefore will promote and encourage greater participation from Te Arawa. It has the potential to identify common aspirations and opportunities to advance the vision of the Rotorua community. It adds value to the voice of the people. It improves and enhances decision-making processes. While it was very brief, knowing there would be an opportunity to speak to one submission today, I took the line of less is more. To be specific about any one aspect, however, would take too long, so my presentation today is general. And even this morning, I can assure you that I won't be taking up a lot of your time. I also appreciate that I may be repeating a lot of what has already been noted and said. Engari Ketepai. I am here to say that I support in principle the Te Arawa proposed partnership, the operative words being in principle and proposed, because they imply room for movement, room for improvement. The Rotorua Lakes Council has cited many examples of how other councils have enabled council Māori engagement and Māori representation, some aspects of which are familiar to the proposed Te Arawa model. Indeed, while not a local authority, we have on our own back doorstep a similar model at Wairiki Institute of Technology. It's council and Te Manama Tauranga. So as a community, we can't even be trailblazers. For me, watching this process unfold has been at best fascinating and at worst distressful. It has the hallmarks of a celebrity marriage going through a very public divorce, being played out in the media. Not that I wish to go through a divorce myself, but from what I have seen, when there is a hiccup in a relationship, usually common sense, did I say common sense? Yes, common sense goes out the door along with one's suitcase, the kids, etc. Then somewhere along the line, compromises are made which do not necessarily meet the needs or wants of either party, but compromises are made nevertheless. And the cost of the whole process can be horrendous, not only financially, but also emotionally, socially, and spiritually. In the opinion column of the Daily Post on the 20th of April, Max Simpkins, a Rotorua lawyer, said, "Rather than depicting the current process as divisive, we should see it as the opportunity to focus on how to achieve healthy relationships in our community." I do have a lot of respect for the champion of the pro-democratic society, Ronald McPherson. The massive efforts of the society to bring about a more democratic process, decision-making process, has undoubtedly played a huge role in the current process. However, if we are to be honest with ourselves, there are anomalies at every level of governance processes. So the key for us is to work together. No te roro, naku te roro, ka ora ai te tangata. With your basket and my basket, our people will thrive. The important thing here for me, though, is another whakatauki. He aha te kai o te rangatira, he kōrero. What is the food of leaders? It is dialogue, it is conversation. It is the dialogue, the conversations, not the shouting and screaming, as might happen in a divorce, that bring about the room for movement, room for improvement. In closing, I would love to see the same energy and determination used in this process to debate, for example, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. Nō reira, mā te atua koutou, e manaaki, e tiaki hoki. Kia ora.
Thank you, Merihini. And I'm sure councillors will try to find that room for movement, room for improvement in this process. Have we any questions? Councillor Maxwell.
Tuatahi kei te mihi o kia koe, te tuahine.
Kia ora.
You briefly touched on at Waiariki Polytech, where there are members of Māori, they're appointed there, and with voting rights and all that. And in your opinion, do you think that worked well?
And I think now that it is in place, it works well. There was quite a process to go through because in 2008-2009, the government signalled that it would look at all the governance bodies within the tertiary sector, which meant that the council would go from 20 members, a maximum of 20, to 9, but in the end it was only 4 who would be appointed by the government. That kind of left Te Manama Tauranga in limbo. However, a workshop was held, or several workshops were held, between governance or council, Te Manama Tauranga, and senior management at the time. And it was recommended that Waiariki seek approval from the government to have Te Manama Tauranga legislated into the governance policy. Unfortunately, at the time, I became ill and I wasn't able to find out the result of that process.
Councillor Rokawate.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tēnā koe, Merihine. You've mentioned that you support the model in principle, which in fact Council has said as well. They support it in principle. But do you believe the plan, as it's outlined by Te Aroa, will bring about the healthy relationships that you have particularly stressed in your presentation this morning?
I think like any relationship, whether it be personal, corporate, community, it has to be worked at. And if there are improvements or movements to be made within the current model, let's talk about it. It has been, for me, the distressful part has been the been played out in the media instead of... actually, I don't think this quite fits what we're looking at. Can we sit down and talk about it? You know, and that is why I think it is so important in terms of the whakatauki, he aha te kaia te rangatira, he kōrero. It is really, really important for us to dialogue and to converse with each other. I mean, you know, like any relationship, husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, you kind of get the cold shoulder or whatever, but in the end, unless you talk to each other, nothing is going to be resolved.
Councillor Kent.
Thank you, Worship. Mary Henney, I commend you on some very sensible advice to Councillor.
Kia ora.
Can I ask your opinion as to what you think of the concept of Maori wards, please?
I think Maori wards is an option. If we look at the pro-democratic society's proposal in terms of Maori being elected onto council, this might be one way of doing it, by creating the wards.
Appear to be none. Thank you very much, Mary Henney, for your
Thank
submission.
You.
And now I ask Mr. Dow, submitter 1583, page 185.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome my mother here, who's wondered where I've been for the last week. Having had the benefit and privilege of listening to many of the voices and perspectives from the Te Arawa side of the debate and others over the previous 3 days of the hearings, I offer the following. What possible amendments now have to be considered for the City Council regarding the Te Arawa proposal? For me, having the Te Arawa nominee added to a 3-person committee that already included an acknowledged Te Arawa descendant on the Chief Executive's Remuneration Committee is one of the most troubling aspects of this proposal. It would provide the potential opportunity to influence the direction of the chief executive takes and undermine the required neutrality of a public office and official. This would be obvious to any neutral observer. This is where possible corruption creeps in, insidious as rust. Do as we want, or you will not get a pay rise or a bonus, subtly worded, of course. Another anti-democratic and deeply troubling issue was raised by many speakers, especially some older Te Arawa speakers. They mentioned Anzac Day to drive the point home. They fought for freedom and democracy, not for power over fellow citizens going to unelected people, not for disproportionate power going to any group of people. They fought and died for freedom and democracy. It's been said that some don't read too much